Art, let's start by recapping what's happened.
Marques Wilson was the best player at WSU coming into this season. He didn't get off well with Leach at the beginning and in practice. And things culminated after the 49-6 loss to Utah a couple of weeks ago when Leach canceled a subsequent Sunday practice and had a conditioning session from which Wilson walked away. And that was the ostensible excuse that Leach had to suspend him for a week. Wilson responded before the UCLA game a week ago by sending a letter to media saying, "I'm quitting the team because of emotional, psychological, and mental abuse by Leach and the coaching staff." And that prompted a real storm over in Pullman. And as a result, the university is investigating and the conference is investigating the charges against Leach, which are extremely damaging in terms of Washington State's general reputation and acutely damaging, I think, in terms of recruiting.
Now, Leach has denied the accusations. What is your feeling about who's right?
Well, I don't think I'm in a position to say, and I think a lot of media people are not in a position to say whether Wilson is right or wrong or Leach is right or wrong. What I can say is that it's a very difficult situation that Leach did not manage properly because Leach is in charge and he controls the situation. And to let this situation fester into a player quitting, especially a star player, the best guy on the team, is bad management.
Well, Wilson took a big risk making this move, and you say it highlights the need for something of a player's rights board within college football or college sports in general?
College sports in general, really. I think there's no place to go for a player who has a legitimate grievance or even an illegitimate grievance because the NCAA is set up as an agency that is answerable to no one. And Washington State and the Pac-12 have an emotional and physical investment in Leach's success, because they'll make money. The more Washington State succeeds, the better for everybody. And it's very easy for these institutions to throw one kid under the bus rather than admit error and begin reform and doing something different than they're already doing. No one stands up for the athletes in college sports because the kids know if they tell the truth, for example, in this investigation going on, they're likely to be punished by the coach if the truth is unfavorable. And that perpetuates any system that might tolerate abuse. And so I think there should be somebody set up in college sports in which players have a chance to have their side of issues heard by independent people who can render a decision that will have some value and meaning to protect players' rights just as much as the university protects its own.
We'll see if this has any impact on Wilson and his NFL draft possibilities down the road.
Well, he took a risk. He's a junior. He's eligible for the draft. He could transfer and play a senior season somewhere else, but I'm guessing he's going to go to the draft and the draft will look at this. But I also know that the NFL isn't so much worried about character if this player can help them win football games. So I think they'll probably overlook this thing, but the damages for WSU for mismanaging this, I think, are greater than what's going to happen to Wilson in the draft.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.